Previous positive tests for viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, were in Little Lake Butamore, which is one dam downstream of Lake Winnebago. The DNR suspected the virus had also killed drum or sheep's head fish in Winnebago itself, and now preliminary test results have confirmed that. DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs says the samples of dead fish came from Asylum Bay on the west side of Lake Winnebago and the Techita area on the south end.
We had one of our biologists fly the lake recently, and they saw a dead and dying drum pretty much scattered all over the lake, so it's out there.
Staggs says the test results reinforce emergency rules passed yesterday that extend boat, bait, and live fish requirements to anglers and boaters in the Lake Winnebago system. The rules are also in effect in Lakes Michigan and Superior and along the Mississippi River. Because VHS-contaminated fish have now been confirmed both above and below the Menasha Lock along the Fox River, the state has told the Fox Locks Authority it can reopen the lock. VHS cannot harm humans, but could kill a wide variety of native fish. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.